938 Live.
And welcome back to Dollars and Cents here on 938 Live. In the second hour, business owners share with us their experience and insights into what it takes to run a company and also the trials and the joys that come with it. In particular today, we look at the world of money, finance and economics, which, well, some feel is one big survival game. Well, hello, and together with Howie Lim, I'm Andre Acha.
Zio Lai is a certified financial planner and wealth manager. He's the co-founder of Capital Gains and creator of Wongamania. Now, if you shun the game of finance, well, maybe this game will help you master the basic money and economic rules with a combination of dark humor and a healthy dose of fun.
Now, I wanted to ask you, Zio,
yes.
Is it mean? Almost like to mean Zio as in hot?
No, the name came by accident because when I first graduated, I wanted to have an English name. So my friend dragged me along to this, you know, in Chinese, you have to go through this bazi to...
Okay, to sort of look at your eight characters.
Yeah, okay. So actually there's an English version of that. So they look at my birthday, all these kind of things, and I was looking at it, okay, Zio sounds pretty cool, and probably nobody will take my domain name, so yeah, that's how it came about. Then I was saying that, okay, since I paid $300 for it, I might as well use it. Why not?
Now, okay, so Zio is a certified financial planner and wealth manager. He's a co-founder of Capital Gains and the creator of Wongamania. So with all of that as your background, what would you say is the most common financial mistake that people make?
Well, I think it's more of an attitude rather than any other things. There is two very big groups of people. One who are not interested in finance, the other group who are a bit delusional about their ability to invest and make a lot of money.
Ah, okay. I think the delusional ones are a little bit dangerous, right?
Well, there has both con and pro on both sides.
I suppose so.
Yeah, just take an example, because I mix around with a lot of financial bloggers and I go or work well with lifestyle bloggers also.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of time I was
lifestyle bloggers, okay.
Because one of my blogs is inside the Singapore Blog Awards. So I get to mix around with all the lifestyle bloggers.
Right.
So when I talk to the financial bloggers, they're saying that, you know, that there is this group of people that they wish to reach out, which is the people that are reading all the lifestyle blogs. Essentially, people who read about food, vacation, you know, fashion, that kind of thing. And these are essentially the people who are less aware about finance. So they're saying that how can we actually reach out to all this group of people? And given that, and another one is how do they reach out to ladies?
Because ladies?
Yeah, because a large group, I mean, if we look at all the financial bloggers when we had a gathering recently, I would say that 9 out of 10 are males.
Ah, okay, that's interesting.
Yes. And one lady blogger who, a financial blogger who went into financial blogging because she talked about some of the money problem that, you know, ladies have. And, well, she is one of the rare gems among all the male bloggers, actually, all the male financial bloggers.
So what would you say, I mean, since we mentioned that, what would you say are some of the problems that women have in managing the finances?
Well, I had a friend. She said that, you know, we women, we need to do household chores. We need to take care of kids. We need to, you know, do a lot of things. Well, since we are doing so many things, make sure at least the men take their part in the role and help us manage the money properly. But one of the interesting things that we found is that, you know, men, they are normally the more delusioned group of people who are, well, they are a bit, they think that they are pretty good in investing.
Yes.
Well, I used to be in that group too.
Sure.
Until, I lost most of the money. I lost a lot of money.
Okay.
But I won't say that I'm a guru. I lost money. I went through the whole journey of losing money before you start to make money. So actually we find that women are actually better investors because their attitude is pretty much correct.
They are more conservative.
Or cautious.
Maybe. Not really. They are more patient.
Okay.
They are more patient. Which is actually quite important in today's world of investing, because with social media, with a lot of news bombarded with a lot of information, people are anxious to do something.
Right. Okay.
And actually, most of the time, the best thing to do is to
sort of wait and see a bit.
Wait and see and wait for
so impatience is the thing that causes
it's the downfall of.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Interesting. So how can a layman then become a little bit more financial savvy?
Actually, a lot of the basic things that we know, like basic financial things such as savings, loans, interest rates, that is actually sufficient to allow us to have a pretty comfortable retirement lifestyle. The another additional things that maybe people will need is like learning about some basic about economics. Okay, what I realized over the years about, you know, educating people is that people are too quick to want to make that money.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. So instead of building
again, that patience again.
Yeah, they're impatient as usual. I mean, mainly guys again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was giving my money sense talk a few years ago, it's like we see majority are men.
But is it because men feel that they need to bring home the bacon?
Well, that is one thing. Yeah. And it also has a thing got to do with status.
Also, I suppose.
Yeah, and ego.
Yeah, yeah, sure. For the ego part, for sure.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I had that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you break things down that are complex then, so that people can get around this economics of investing?
The thing here is that actually it's not too difficult. A lot of people make it a lot more difficult than it is. They can charge higher fees, you know, sometimes. Well, somewhat true. I mean, I came from the industry, so I'll say that one of the key things that people need to do is to just need to read the news, the money page every day. I mean, I have been through that journey. I started learning about all the charts. I learned about fundamental, modern portfolio theory, whatever kind of Black-Scholes theory, options trading. I've done it, been there, I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, right now,
that means you're an expert. For us, people like us, we're the laymen.
I'm still learning. The markets teach us a lesson every day.
But then it sounds as though having that knowledge is almost necessary, because earlier you talked about how it's actually quite simple.
Well, I'll say that it's
a couple of fundamentals you get down pat and you're good to go.
I'll say that it is a journey to understand oneself.
Mm.
So you try.